We are about to start Simin Tovkuf Yud Tes, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Says the Mechaber, Mesalkin Trisei Pirs Kroshim Shenol Be'machanuyos Chanuyos. Here, what we're talking about is a railing that would be removed, that would be sitting in front of the shops to prevent people from breaking in. You know the way people have these fences today, except that those, it was one piece, it didn't fold up, it didn't roll up. You would just actually place it there when you use it and remove it when it's not in use. So the halacha is that if this is not mechubar lakarka, if it's not built into the ground, the halacha is that you're allowed to go and put this in on yontif. Umazir nosom yontif kedei shiyotzi tavlin shutzarech lehen. Because this, if you're doing this for the sake of getting spices that people are going to need on yontif, what it's referring to over here is spices that the public will need on yontif, not the individual. And that's why Chazal were matir that you're allowed to put them back, because otherwise they're afraid that if you won't be matir putting them back, the person knows that when he opens his shop on yontif, he won't be able to put the fence back there and people can break into it and he'll lose his shop. So he won't do it, and he'll deny the public of their spices. That's only when you're dealing with the public. When you're dealing with the yachid, we're not worried about that. That's his business. But to deprive the rabim of spices on yontif, we don't want to. V'lo yimna misimchas yontif, so you're not simchas yontif. V'ameh dvar ma'amurim kishyesh lim tzir be'emtza. That's only where the way they go is they fit into the middle. In other words, there's like a window there that they fit into. Avolim yesh lim tzir min atzad, whereas if what they have is something that goes into the ground to keep them there, osur, gzera sheme yitka, that's a gzera that you're going to go and drive it into the ground in a way that it'll be binyan. V'shein lem tzir min atzad kalikur afil bavayis mutar lahachzir. So there are three levels here. If there's one in the middle, then you're not allowed to babayis, because no one's afraid that they're going to come steal your shop if your shop is at home. It's in the middle of your house. If it's be'emtza, though, it's mutar when it's outdoors. If it's min atzad, then it's usur even when it's outdoors. Those are the three levels. So, of course, being tokeyed into the ground is always going to be usur. If it's min atzad, then there's an isur because there's a threat that you will be tokeyed into the ground. If it's min emtza, and there's a real threat of it being vandalized because it's outdoors, so there Chazal were matur it. Because in the middle it bechlal doesn't resemble binyan, so there Chazal did not make a gzera if it's outdoors. The Mishdaburah says that you have to remember that whenever you're providing people with food from your store on yontif, you're not allowed to discuss price on yontif. That's still going to be usur under all circumstances.